9954.
Christine Moody, Procurement Services.
I need to read the title.
Sorry, go ahead.
954, authorize a contract with Passport Parking, Inc. for the purchase of a mobile parking payment system for a contractual total not to exceed $1,515,174.
Okay, Ms. Moody.
Now I will go. Christine Moody, Procurement Services. The City of Portland Bureau of Transportation is responsible for the operation and maintenance of paid parking that uses multi-space pay stations and single-space meters. In order to expand parking payment options, PBOT requires a mobile payment system for paid parking, which will allow the public to pay for the parking by using mobile devices such as smartphones. The availability of an additional payment method will offer greater convenience and flexibility to the public and eliminate the need for parking customers to visit the meter or pay station. In September of 2015, the city issued a request for proposals for mobile parking payment system. On November 2nd, 2015, 5 proposals were received. The proposals were reviewed, evaluated, and scored by a 6-person evaluation committee that included representatives from PBOT, BTS, and the Minority Evaluator Program. The proposal from Passport Parking was deemed the highest scoring proposal is recommended for awarding the contract. Passport Parking has proposed the use of a certified women-owned business for temporary staffing services. The city issued a notice of intent to award on March 10, 2016, and no protests were received. You have before you a procurement report recommending the authorization of a contract to Passport Parking Incorporated for not to exceed a value of $1,515,174. I'll turn this back over to council if you have any questions.
Questions, comments?
I have a question for Commissioner Novick. If you're parked in a 3-hour meter, you have to move your car rather than just top it up with your phone. Is that correct? You're not allowed to stay there for more than three hours, even if you pay more.
That's right. And being able to pay by phone is not inconsistent with that. You can still limit the amount of time you pay in one space.
But if you park for 1 hour and say, oh, wait, I'm going to be here longer,
you can refill
your account by phone.
But how will the meter readers know that car has been in the same spot if it's a 1-hour spot and if they just top it up and have another hour?
That'll be information will be available to them on their handhelds.
So you don't have to have the ticket in your window won't be the only thing that governs the transaction. They'll know on their handhelds that, oh, this person has bought another hour, right? Yeah.
The experts are not in their heads.
Okay, that's how it works. Stands to reason. Okay. Other questions? Thank you. Anyone want to speak on this item? Motion to accept the report.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Roll call, please.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick.
I'm very happy this contract is coming before council. It will provide Portlanders another convenient option of paying for their meters. Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Hales.
This means that if you lose your phone, it's one more way that you're totally out of luck. Aye. Thank you.